Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. Aiming to... Now I can't hear you. Say hello.
Because I haven't said anything.
Oh, right, okay. Aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find some dong.
We have literally spent 12 minutes... And bear in mind, apparently Jordan set up a whole 15 minutes before we actually connected on this call. And he went, I've got it all ready, it's all sorted, I'm ready to go. And he pressed record, and then his computer crashed. He disappeared off the Zoom call several times. I caught up with some tweets, it was quite good. Ben coached him through how to do everything. And now Jordan goes, I can't hear you. Yes, that's because this is the bit in the script where you read it.
Not today, please.
So you say this all the time! Do we need to change our recording days? Would there be a better day for you?
Do you know what? I think we should do Thursdays. No. No. Because then It's fine. Okay. Aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, what's the perfect present for a colleague who's going away on maternity leave? Good one. And is it okay to joke about your sex life with your best mate's mum? And, of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not, Jordan North, radio presenter. I'm more Dorchester, you're more Dawes to Manuel.
I don't get it.
Oh, don't worry. I think possibly someone sent that in. I can't remember who. I didn't write it down. So if that was you, thank you. Let me know. I'll credit you next week.
Are you saying that as in I'm like a trolley dolly?
Potentially. But anyway, we are both recording at home, some with limited success. We've poured ourselves a G&D, and I think we should toast Stephen, who came up with that fantastic Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week jingle from last week, which has been very well received on social media.
To Stephen. Actually, That leads me on to something. Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got William's Wacky Word of the Week.
Which will be happening this week. Stay tuned.
Yeah. I was wondering if Stephen could make us a jingle for our new feature, William's Passive Aggressive Text of the Week. And I was thinking it could be something like, if you like a chap that's stubborn and sovereign, you're in for a treat with our William. And if that's a scolding is what you seek, you're sure to love William's Passive Aggressive Text of the Week.
Right.
Could we get that made? And I think it could be a new feature. So, believe it or not, G&D Divas, we had a bit of a technical difficulty whilst recording an advert for a client recently. And we had to do it again because we won't name any names, but somebody's microphone wasn't working properly.
I wonder whose.
So I get a text at 9 o'clock the next day. And I'm more annoyed with myself than anything. Okay. Hi. This is from William. A thought. Do you have any wired headphones that connect with a mini jack? Not the iPhone lighting connector. Like this. Then William sends me a condescending picture of headphones with a jack. Don't have to be iPhone ones. And I put, yeah, why? Okay, well, use those. Plug them directly into the mic and then tell the settings to make your computer speaker the mic and it'll work better. That's what I do and it's never failed me. Angel emoji.
You didn't respond to that.
No, I didn't respond to it.
Well, Stephen, try and there's a little task for you, some homework, if you are up for the challenge. Anyway, remember, if you want our help with something, you can tweet us, we're at sexedmyboss, or you can send your tales of trepidation to help at sexedmyboss.com.
Or you can write, don't point at me like that, I know it's my cue. Wish you could see him now, he's like pointing his index finger. Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, sexedmyboss.com. And if you're enjoying what we're doing, if you're enjoying listening to Help by Sex and My Boss, we always love reading the nice reviews on iTunes or wherever you can leave them. William, tell us about your week.
Yes. Well, a few people, actually it happened last week, and then I got one again this week, which is why I felt the need to tell you, have pulled me up on my pronunciation of the word H-O-M-O-S-E-X-U-A-L. Now, how would you say that word, Jordan?
Say that again.
Oh, for God's sake. H-O-M-O-S-E-X-U-A-L.
Home sex. I'm joking. I'm not that bad. Homosexual.
Ah, now you said it correctly.
Oh, I'd say homosexual, but because you say right. Homosexual. Because I always thought yes. It was homosexual.
Well, it isn't. And a few people have said, William, you're saying homosexual, it's homosexual. Well, no, it isn't. And as you know, I don't like being proved incorrect. Okay. And I'd like to tell you why. So this all goes back to the Latin and the Greek. Now, homo and homo are two separate prefixes or words. In Latin, homo means human. In Greek, homo means the same. So, Ben is a homosexual, I am a homosexual, Jordan is a homosexual. But in terms of homosexual, meaning the same, that means gay. Every human being walking this earth is a homosexual because they fancy humans. But homosexual means you fancy something of the same, in this instance, gender. So those people that have DM'd me, I am right.
So homosexual means gay. Homosexual means if you fancy another human.
Yeah, and then asexual, Ben has absolutely correctly summed up enough energy to chip in and said that asexual means you don't fancy anything. Anyway, so I just wanted to click a little bit of a little teaser to William's Wacky Word of the Week. We just did a bit of William's Grammar of the Week. Now, I believe you have received a package today.
Yes, it's not a big package. Is it from?
No,
who's it
don't
from?
Don't be a size queen.
Do you want me to? Who's it from?
Well, it's from. Can we say who it's from, Ben? It's from us. It's something that a G&D Diva told us was available on Amazon. So we've got one ordered to you. Now, obviously, describe what you're seeing.
Okay, so it's just a brown envelope. Yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm opening it now.
And you too, G&D Divas, can get yours on Amazon.
Oh, my good God, what is that? How? Is that meant to be a cardboard cutout?
Of?
Me. It's a cardboard... I love that suit. Oh, where is that dicky bow?
There are two sizes of Jordan North cardboard cutout you can buy, G&D Divas, on Amazon.
Okay.
The bigger size was £50 for a piece of cardboard.
50?
This one was 20, I think. So thank you to Chantel for alerting us to this. But this was you. You went to the BAFTAs, didn't you?
Yeah.
This was a couple of years ago. There you are on your dinner jacket with your Burnley pin badge.
Yep. There.
Gorge. You look a bit like Zachary Quinto.
Yeah, I'll take that. I love that bit dicky bow. I need to find that dicky bow.
It's a bow tie.
What's the difference?
Well, it's called a bow tie.
It's dicky bow, isn't it?
No, it's not a dicky bow. That's
What's
slang.
What's dicky bow? How is it?
Yeah, it's a bow tie. We call it a bow tie. What are you going to do with your cardboard cutout?
We should take them on tour so people can get pictures of us.
Well, when you can't be bothered, is it going to be me and a cardboard cutout of you now? Is that to the level we've now gone?
No!
Jordan can't be bothered.
William
Hello,
just
thank
comes...
you so much for coming. Don't worry about Jordan, he doesn't say much, he's quite shy.
No, I meant like, Because obviously with social distancing, I'll probably still be in place. Get a picture with our cardboard. Right, fine. I realise I sound like
them,
a twat.
That'll have them coming.
Well, thanks for that. Who's decided to do that?
I don't know, but someone is making money off your image, so I'd get on that, to be perfectly honest. So thank you, Chantel, and a lawsuit will be coming your way. Thanks. See you in court.
Can we talk about your Insta stories?
What about it? I mean, I still have an Instagram profile that hasn't been deleted, but I'm expecting any day now that that'll probably be taken off me.
You being an absolute bitch and slagging off someone's book on Insta stories.
No, I mean, so
if you haven't got something nice to say, don't say it. You know, you call yourself an etiquette coach.
So obviously, sometimes I share the books that I'm reading on Instagram, and I post a little comment about them, and generally, most of the books I read, I'm very good at selecting books. I very rarely select a book that I'm going to read that I then don't like. Mm-hmm. And I can count on one hand the number of books that I haven't ever finished. And this one, it was a book that came out last year. I won't say the title, but it's a novel, it's fiction. I don't read a lot of fiction. And it's a clever concept that the Queen investigates a murder at Windsor Castle. Okay, when I heard it, I'll be honest, I was like, that is such a clever idea. I wish I had thought of it. Amazing.
Well, see, I...
Do you don't think that's a good idea?
No, if I'm honest. But okay. I don't want to slag off this poor person like you who's put the heart and soul into this book. Anyway, go on.
So I asked for it for Christmas. I was given it for Christmas. And
who got you that, mummy or daddy?
Well, both of them. We don't have separate presents.
Okay.
We are one house. They are one entity. But they got it as a little sort of tree present for me, which obviously we got after Christmas. They were mailed up eventually.
A little what?
Tree present. A little extra.
So you get presents after Christmas?
We have stockings in the morning. Well, normally, obviously not this year. We have stockings in the morning, which my mother still insists on doing me a stocking. It's embarrassing. I'm 31, but whatever. Stockings designed for children. Then we have main presents, and then we have tree presents at about 6:30.
Honestly.
So does Ben's family, apparently.
Do you, Ben? Honestly, I know we say this a lot, but I don't know how we are friends, but Ben's a lot posher than what he lets on, you know. He tries to be this lad on the terraces at Stoke City, but he's like... I mean, his dad's a wine merchant, for Christ's sake. Do you know what
I think
mean?
Ben's secretly a Viscount or something.
Yeah, Ben's very middle class. I mean, he's got a Tame Impala tattoo. Christ.
Great tracks. Always loved them. Anyway, so I read the book, and basically it was terrible. And I was so angry about it because there was so much potential. It was a great title. It was a great concept. And I felt I stopped, and I was so cross that I had to stop reading a book. I genuinely couldn't go on. So I tweeted, I Instagrammed about it, but actually a couple of people messaged me back and basically said they agreed and that they were reading it as well. So it wasn't just me. But anyway, I wish the author the best of luck.
Yeah, but you don't slag it off. There's a, you know, mutual respect.
No. Look, I'm giving the author credit. Great idea, great title. Just do a bit more research about the royal family before you write it.
Says me who got a pop in at another radio station last week. But, you know, that was banter.
My phone and Twitter lit up when you said that.
Yeah, because we've got a lot of friends that work for that company.
Yeah, well, we did. Did you get into any trouble for saying what you did about that particular radio station?
Well, at the time of recording, I've just come off air, so next week we'll...
When Jordan's not on next week, we'll know why.
Oh, it's only a bit of banter. It's only a bit of...
When you turn on at 10:30 on Friday, G&D Divas, and it's Katie Thistleton, we will know that Jordan has been sacked.
For what it's worth, it was only a little pop. It was a bit of banter.
It was very funny.
Everybody who works for him has texted me saying, lol, or... funny, and I was like, have I gone too far? They're like, no, we loved it. So,
talking of your radio show, something I've been wanting to do for a while, when I occasionally when I have listened, I sometimes feel like I want to like play some of the games, the features that you have on your show. Obviously, I can't come on because with my accent, I mean, it would just bring the whole radio station down.
That's not true.
Well, it So could we use this podcast as a forum for me to play some of the Jordan North radio features?
I mean, what are you thinking? North Snapcast?
I'll be honest, you'll have to go through them with me.
I'll tell you what it is. We've got Am I the Only One? Banned Words or Phrases Vault. So words or sayings that you don't... Oh, you'd love that. Words or sayings that like... Local Lingo. That's
what one. What's Local Lingo?
So we do Local Lingo on Sundays. Somebody comes out and there's always...
Okay, let's do Local Lingo. Let's pretend you're on the radio. Pretend there's a bed underneath you. You're riding the bed, which you've done in so many walks of life. And now we're going to do Local Lingo.
Oh, do I have to do this?
Yes, come on. Pretend I'm a listener. I shall be William from West London.
Really?
Will. Call me Will. It's a bit more Radio 1. Call me Will.
This is cringe. Really? Do I have to? Okay, BBC Radio 1, it's Jordan. It's Sunday afternoon, 20 to 1. No, it'd be 20 to 12. And on the line now, we have Will from West London. Will is currently chilling on his day off. His boyfriend's out working, so he's having a nice relaxed one. Will, how's your day going so far?
Yeah, great, mate. Yeah, really good. Solid. I don't know, it's how you talk.
And what have you been up to this weekend? Not much, I take it.
No, just gonna, you know, watch a movie, crack open some tinnies, that sort of thing.
And what's your favourite song at the moment, Will? What are you really into?
Really like Rainbow Connection, Kermit the Frog. Solid tune. Get him in the live lounge.
All right. Okay. And Will, have you heard Local Lingo before? It's the part of the show... Okay, basically, you come on and give us a bit of local lingo from your town, because no matter where you are in the world, there's a word or saying from your local area that only people who live in your town know. So, Will, what's your local lingo for us today, please?
Well, I'm not actually from West London originally. I'm from Bristol.
Okay.
So, my local lingo is cheers, drive.
Cheers, drive. Okay. What does... this is awful. What does cheers, drive mean?
Well, if you're not... Don't blame me.
If you're not from the Bristol area, 81199, get in touch. Let us know what you think cheers, drive means.
Is that it?
Yeah. And then we read texts. I mean, why have we just done that? Surely that has got to be the shittest 5 minutes we've ever done on this podcast.
And yet it's 5 minutes you do every Sunday on Radio 1. Great. Well, maybe another time when we're struggling for content, we'll do another one of your features.
Okay. Is it my joke of the week this week?
No.
Oh, is it William's
it's
Wacky Word?
William's Wacky Word of the Week.
Do it. Do it.
Okay, G and Divas, it's nearly time for the break, but first, it's time for William's Wacky Word of the Week.
He has to be careful with that, because Mikey kicks off when he does it. Because Mikey goes mad. Last time, this didn't get included, Mikey booted the door open and went, "I'm telling you now, lad, carry on doing that bloody acting goat, playing silly beggars, and I'll can clip your own head. You're doing me head in now. Now hurry up. I need me feed. Been grafting on that bloody building site all day. Ooh."
Here's the jingle.
Come on, G and Divas, it's time to learn a new word with William and Jordan. It's William's Wacky Word of the Week.
And the word this week is ultra-crepidarian. Ultra-crepidarian. And I'll tell you the definition after the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Welcome back, Gene Divas. It's time for William's wacky word of the week. I really do think that we should just do Jordan's jolly joke of the week. What was your word again for us, please, William?
It's ultra-crepidarian. 8-1-1-9, any guesses?
Shut up. Does it mean someone from a lower class?
No, it means going too far, overstepping the mark, presumptuous.
Oh, that's could be me, that. I'm very ultra-crepidarian.
Have you not detected a theme sometimes with these words?
Are you winding me up? Is William's wacky word of the week pretty much aimed at me every week?
Jordan occasionally is a little bit of an ultra-crepidarian bounder.
How can I be an ultra-crepidarian bounder?
How can you say ultra-crepidarian perfectly, but then, like, words of two syllables, you mess up?
Ultra-crepidarian?
Yes.
It's because of, honestly, real talk, it's because of certain sounds in my deaf ear and my work. So it's all to do with, that. So ultra-crepidarian. I can say that. I don't go too far. It's not like I do impressions of your mum pissed every week.
No, no, not at all.
It's been so long since I've seen my boys, darling. I'm having to turn to the drink. I didn't see my boys at Christmas. I sat there with Brian. It was just, it's the worst. I've turned to the drinks, darlings.
Oh, Gene Divas,
I don't know how
I'll
cope in this lockdown,
Gene Divas,
darlings.
Can I move on?
I can't cope. Gene, I wonder what it's like. I'd love to be there when your mum meets your mum and Mikey are in the same room together. Oh, I bet she. Yeah. Did they
she
get
loves
on?
Mikey. Yeah, very much so.
Mikey, darlings, he's salt of the earth, but he fits in. He fits in very well. All right, Sarah, love. Oh, hey, oh, cheeky pinch on bum. Come on, make us a brew. It's good to be back. I will make you a brew, darlings. How are you, Brian? You all right? Yeah, no, he's out there getting bags. You know what he's like. He's brought four suitcases. I know. He's all right, Mary. I know. Come, my darlings, come. Sorry. It's good to see the impressions are back.
Oh, yeah. Thrilled.
I can just imagine William. I can just imagine Mikey sits in your dad's chair. Brian's fuming. Fucking sits in my chair. Drinks my cup of tea. What's on telly then, Brian? What are we watching? Go,
I'm not even going to continue to move on because I've tried to now five times.
No, you can.
You've talked over me.
Take it away. Sorry.
Gene Divas, you're more than welcome to leave us a review on iTunes. We've been enjoying some of the ones recently, so thank you very much indeed for that. Shall we go to the listeners' questions?
Yes, please. Let's go to the listeners' questions. William Hansen.
Dear Jordan, producer Ben, and Will I Am. Thanks. My mother, who I live with, is very often talking on the phone. She's a pretty popular woman, it seems, as she is always receiving calls from her colleagues in the NHS, as her job is something to do with the union and stopping people losing their jobs and the like. Due to this, I'm often woken up by her big scouse tones vibrating through the floorboards as she gives people advice.
Are you joking, aren't you?
And this is why we're not going to Liverpool on our tour. However, I noticed a strange habit evolving of late. No matter if she is making said phone call or receiving one...
Oh, shit. I've just remembered Joe's got a job interview. Oh, God. My housemate's got a job interview.
How far away is his room from yours?
No, I'm, like, next to him. He's just proper slammed the door. Oh, shit. I completely forgot. He's got a really... Oh, he really wants his job interview as well. Oh, no.
Oh, I hope he hasn't slammed the door on the job interview.
Oh, shit. No, I feel really bad because this is the one he really wanted.
Well, I don't think you doing a scouse woman's impression is going to sway either way in his favour. To be honest, it was probably the impressions of my parents that started it.
Shit. Right, sorry. Carry on with the layer. Yeah. I think I was untrepidarible there. What was it? I forgot the word. Across the line.
You were ultra-sepidarian.
Ultra-sepidarian. That's what I'm going to identify now.
Ultra-crepidarian, sorry.
Right, carry on.
However, I've noticed a strange habit evolving of late. No matter if she is making said phone call or receiving it, she always seems to have the exact same sign-off, signalling that she's bored of talking and ready to end the call, invariably saying, "Rightio, well, I'll let you get going." Imagine that in a Scouse accent. This
Rightio, I'll let you get going.
Screamer, go on, screamer.
No, usually Scousers say ta-ra.
This strikes me as a bit rude, especially if someone has called her and not the other way round. What is the proper etiquette of getting off the phone with someone when you feel the conversation has reached its natural conclusion? Many thanks in advance, because noticing her doing it has constantly made me effing awful at knowing when to get off the blower. Kind regards, Joe.
So what's the question?
Well, how do you sign off a phone call? Let's say you and I are talking, and you need to go, and I'm going on a bit.
This is a great question.
How would you get rid of me?
I do what Joe's mum does. I say, right, I'll let you get going. That's how I do it.
Yeah, you do, actually.
Yeah, I'll say, right, I'm going to let you get going. I say it to my mum. The thing is, this is Northern women on the phone, because they talk at each other.
Mm.
Like my mum and my auntie, I'll just be like, I'm whispering. I feel like I can't be myself. I feel like I'm restrained. So my mum will be like, I can't do impressions if I whisper, so I can't even do an impression of one. So I said to him, and then he said to me, and then my Auntie Kath would be going, what did you say to him? Well, I said, they'll be having eight different conversations. So I went in sharp, and anyway, he came in, and then I got in coach. I don't even know where I'm going. Yeah.
You can't whisper for the rest of the podcast, love. I use a sort of a rehashed version of what I'll do for dinner parties. Okay, well, have you got a very busy rest of your day? Or something, and try and get them to think about, you know, what's happening next.
You say that to me when I was last at yours before all this, when you was pouring me a gin. You kept saying to me, what have you got planned tonight?
Well, no, sometimes it's because I want you to stay. Sometimes it's the opposite. It's like, what have you got planned tonight? And then you'll go, nothing. And I'm like, oh, well, why don't you stay? We'll have an Indian takeaway.
Oh, I miss going to yours for takeaway.
I know. We'll do it again soon, I hope.
Oh, do you remember when I went to yours and we got a massive Subway order?
We got a massive Subway order? What, yeah. My old place?
You know, you got a bloody foot long, I got a salad, but anyway. Grow up, Ben.
But yes, Joe, in answer to your question, I would simply just let it come to a natural end. Stop talking, give shorter answers. When the answers or responses that you give come shorter, normally people realise it's the sort
of... Is there a professional sign-off you can use?
Why just say goodbye? But, I mean, obviously, you've got to do a bit of small talk first. You can't just go, goodbye.
Can you say, I've got to get going?
Yeah, you could just say that. So, you know, ciao, adios. You could say, someone's just coming to the door. I can see the delivery man coming to the door. As I said last week, you just ring the doorbell.
Okay. Right. Next question, please, William Vinson.
Dear Jordan, producer Ben and William, thank you. I've had a bit of a cross-dressing fetish since my teenage years.
Shh. I'm not laughing at that. This is a real.
It's now at a point where my wife knows about it and allows me to wear women's underwear when I please, just as long as she doesn't see it. Firstly, how do I tell her I'd like to take it a bit further and wear female clothes on the outside, not just under my male exterior clothes? Secondly, I still wear men's boxers to work. Should I be concerned about being caught in thong and tights? I'd worry that I'd become the laughing stock of my workplace and have awful nicknames. Many thanks for your help. Anonymous.
I mean, my dad used to be in army with someone that got caught wearing women's underwear.
I wonder what you're going to say.
God, no. Oh, God. My mum won't let him anymore. No.
Ooh. Imagine your dad in a thong.
What the fuck? Why would you even say that?
Excuse me. You make up all sorts of mental images about my parents. Suddenly when I do it about yours, it's inappropriate.
Yeah, but have you seen my dad and his fat, hairy arse?
No, I haven't, actually.
God. I mean, look, I'm trying to choose my words carefully here because...
Communication.
Yeah.
Communication. You've got to communicate that with your other half. I would, little and often, baby steps. Let's not go all the way. In my head, I can't get that character out of Benidorm out of my head.
We're not laughing. Seriously, it's 2020, right? It's 2021. And honest to God, I am a very open-minded liberal guy. And if you want to wear underwear, as long as... Because like my mum always says...
Because it's not hurting anyone.
No, I was just going to say, as long as it's not hurting anyone and what goes on behind closed doors, doesn't matter. As long as... Yeah. See, it's real talk. As long as your wife's okay with it. I think what William says is baby steps.
Yeah. Yeah, and keep talking to your wife about it, baby steps. And yeah, if you're not comfortable with potentially being caught at work wearing... What?
I just got a text off my housemate. All I heard was scouse. Sorry, go on, what were you saying? This episode has been an absolute mess of a podcast. If you're going to wear your wife's underwear, communicate, okay? Just, and whatever you do, make sure you don't leave any skid marks in them. If you wore a thong, do they actually get skiddy?
I don't know. Answers on the back of the postcard.
Please.
The next letter is from Ted. Boys, my fellow gin kins. Oh, here we go. I desperately need your help. Or some wise words of advice. It took me 30 minutes and 4 large servings of G&D to muster up the courage to send this. I'm on the cusp of doing something both dastardly yet delightful in a very selfish way. I am an identical twin. And, as is often the case with twins, we have the exact same taste in food, clothes, music. Only now I've discovered this extends to men, too. You see, my twin brother has recently gotten himself into a new relationship. And while I'm happy for him that he has found a kind, sweet and gorgeous boyfriend, it has opened up a longing in me. A longing not for my own kind, sweet, gorgeous boyfriend, but for my brother's sweet, kind and oh-so-gorgeous boyfriend. And when I say gorgeous, I mean sober Justin Bieber-level gorgeous, young Brando with a good hairline kind of gorgeous. At night, I lie in bed wondering what it would be like to cuddle him like my brother does in the next room.
No.
Or how it would feel to run my fingers through his silky brown hair.
Oh my God.
What is wrong with
the episode
today?
What is going on, William? What is going on? I thought the guy who shagged his melon was weird last series. What is...
One bizarre night... Is there something in the water this month? One bizarre night, I had the brainwave that maybe we could both have him. After all, twins are known for being good sharers, are we not? We share a birthday and a mother. Why can't we also share a man? But then, no, I quickly realised that I fancy him too much to even think of letting someone else have him, even if that person is my brother. I know my brother's boyfriend finds me physically attractive, with me and my brother being identical twins, and I often get the feeling that our personalities gel better too. We both have a silly, almost immature sense of humour. It's still very early-ish days for their relationship, so I imagine my brother wouldn't be too heartbroken if things did progress between myself and his boyfriend. Am I stupid for considering making a move on him? I know it's selfish and cruel, but if I don't, I feel like I will be unhappy forever. I'm at a crossroads and I desperately need your words of advice. Best, Ted. I think we just need to take a moment.
I might go and pour enough a drink.
I don't know whether to be horrified or deeply aroused. It's... I don't think you can do that.
I Ted, I think
you we need sound... to have a talk, Ted. We need to have a TED talk.
Has he spoken to his brother about this?
I would imagine not.
No, it sounds like you.
I just, Ted. Look, you're clearly a very attractive chap. You've got a lot going for you. You've written a lovely, it's beautifully structured letter. There wasn't a grammar mistake in it, so well done. That's a lot can be said for a lot of our letters. So there's a lot going for you. So I'm sure there is someone around the corner for you.
He's got a boyfriend, though. He's already got a boyfriend. I'm sorry, we're tiptoeing around this, Ted. I'm going to be straight with you. You can't go there, mate. Ted, you really can't. That's your brother. You just can't. You shouldn't even be... I mean... I suppose in a way it's kind of only you can't help having these feelings for someone, but you just can't. Ted, I've always said this, mates and brothers, like other halves, even if they're exes, you don't go there.
Yeah, and we should just say if your brother and his boyfriend split up, you cannot go there.
No, you still can't go there. Like, you hear about, like, say a friend of mine split up with his girlfriend and then another one of our mates. Like, you can't, Ted. I'm really sorry, but you can't. You need to move on. And when you've moved on from it and you look back in about a year, 18 months, you'll be like, thank God I didn't go there. Because it will cause you a heap of shit that you do not need in your life. You think you love him, but I don't know if you do. Maybe it could be some sort of sibling jealousy.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm no expert on this. Right, next question.
No, that's it. I mean, I've peaked.
Christ.
That's... What a question. I mean, Ted, if nothing else, you've given us a lot to think about.
Yeah.
If you want our help with something, then you can send your tales of trepidation and potential incest to help at sexatmyboss.com.
You've been
you
on.
Can, us.
Can we all agree, G and Divas, that William Hansen has been on top form today? Give that man a round.
That's very kind of you.
You've been on absolute top form today. Go on.
You can write to me. I promise a handwritten letter.
We've gone. Of all the we've had.
Who'd have thought we'd be wanting cats following condoms and melon shaggers.
Seriously, though, like, don't let this put you off. You send any of your problems or tales to us.
I need to go and have a lie down.
I need a drink.
All right, see you on Friday.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.